From NPR News in Washington, I'm Brian Naylor. A new General Motors emerged from a 39-day bankruptcy today. Its CEO is hailing a new beginning for the 100-year-old company. From member station WDET, Sarah Swick reports.
The automaker leaves portions of the old company, now called Motors Liquidation, in bankruptcy, along with tens of billions of dollars in debt and bad assets. CEO Fritz Henderson says the new GM will streamline its management structure and continue to work with the speed and decisiveness that characterized the quick trip through bankruptcy. Henderson says that means fostering a more innovative and customer-focused culture. As an example, he noted a pilot project that will let customers purchase cars by auction on eBay.
As we went through it, I said, this is an interesting thing to do. And I think as a culture, General Motors needs to be prepared to experiment and then adjust. This is an example of doing just that.
Henderson says it's a company priority to repay government loans as soon as possible and maximize returns for U.S. and Canadian taxpayers who own a combined 72% of the new GM. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
Illinois Senator Roland Burris has an announcement in Chicago today about his future. It's widely expected that he's decided to leave the Senate at the end of his term. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Burris has remained under a thick cloud of controversy since the day he was named to President Barack Obama's vacated Senate seat by former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, just weeks after Blagojevich was arrested and charged with trying to sell the Senate seat for personal gain. Chicago Congressman Danny Davis says anyone accepting that tainted appointment was doomed from the start.
It does not surprise me. I knew that the political climate would make it difficult Senator Burris to be elected.
Burris made matters worse by changing his story several times about how he came to get the appointment. And a month after being sworn in, Burris faced perjury and ethics investigations and calls for his resignation from Democratic Party leaders. Though he withstood the firestorm, sources say it has been virtually impossible for Burris to raise any money for a campaign. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
A watchdog group is calling for an investigation into payments the parents of Republican Senator John Ensign gave to his mistress and her family. Ensign's attorney said the senator's parents gave the family a $96,000 check out of concern for its well-being. Melanie Sloan of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington says a lot of questions need to be answered.
Their mandate is to find out if Senator Ensign behaved in a manner that does not reflect creditably on the Senate, and that's so clearly the case here.
Sloan's group has written Attorney General Eric Holder requesting a formal investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 44 points to 8138. The NASDAQ index is up 3 points. The S&P 500 is down 3 points. This is NPR News. President Obama says the international community is not going to, in his words, just wait indefinitely for Iran to renounce its interest in developing nuclear weapons. Speaking at the end of the G8 summit in Italy, the president said leaders were not looking to impose sanctions on Iran's government. He said, quote, "What we wanted was exactly what we got, a statement condemning Iran's actions after its disputed presidential election." The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said Friday that Islamist insurgents in Somalia may be guilty of war crimes, including the executions of Somali civilians. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The UN Commissioner's remarks coincided with reports that Somali extremists in the southern city of Baidoa have beheaded 7 men there. Al-Shabaab, the Islamist fighting group that the U.S. says has ties to Al-Qaeda, has reportedly denied the beheadings. But the Associated Press is reporting that the families of several missing men say they have seen headless bodies stacked in a truck near a police station in Baidoa. Al-Shabaab is not the only extremist group fighting Somalia's moderate Islamist government for control over the country, but it is the most well-known and has executed civilians in the past for a variety of reasons. Last month, Al-Shabaab amputated a hand and a foot from 4 men in Mogadishu accused of running an illegal checkpoint. The UN and Amnesty International say the group is running ad hoc tribunals in areas they control. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
The House today gave overwhelming approval to a major boost in spending for veterans' health care. The measure gives a 12% increase in funding for veterans' medical services. It would also fund some 1,200 additional claims processors to relieve backlogs. I'm Brian Naylor, NPR News in Washington.